Condensing an hour-long interview into a four-minute story is challenging, but Bill Cosby has plenty to say, and time to say it in between grandchildren visiting, blogging, tweeting, and a touring schedule that spans the continent. Who was I to refuse? His career is well documented, beginning with stand-up and moving through a series of best-selling albums, TV's I Spy, films, and, of course, The Cosby Show. Where would one even start to delve into the man? How about a question that would shine a light on what really motivates this comedy icon? Now in his 70s, with 50 years of classic comedy under his belt, he's still doing stand-up, or, as he says now he's older, sit-down. What's in it for him?
Money.
Money? I'm not fooled. In 2009, Forbes estimated his personal net worth at more than $450 million. So I persist.
I have an idea, and it rings and feels funny. I write. Now, who am I going to tell this to? My wife of 48 years? And then it's gone?
There you have it. Bill Cosby still has stories worth telling, and he needs an audience. He wasn't aiming to be funny when he first realized he had a talent to be nurtured. For an exercise in remedial English at the age of 23, he wrote about pulling his own tooth. The humor in that tale was a big hit with the professor, who read it to the class and encouraged Cosby's flair for storytelling.
When people started to laugh as the professor read it, I then thought, I better write down some more of these things that I think are interesting that I have not read about or seen. And that was the beginning of it, which for me is very, very important. The professor of remedial English, which I love to call remedial creative writing, saying that this is what he wants. That starts it. That takes away the low self-esteem. That takes away the self-doubt. And then I moved on from there.
And hone it he did, learning from the stand-up routines of other comics and from at least one unusual source, the 1961 Mel Brooks Carl Reiner album titled The 2,000-Year-Old Man.
What I learned from listening to that over and over and over is you don't have to really do Why Did the Chicken Cross the Road, but if you say things, you can lead your audience into something and then deliver.
Bill Cosby has brought his unique humor into the millennium not just with the stand-up concerts, but with an impressive social media presence, too. Bill Cosby, there's an app for that. To be sure, much of this is the result of a marketing machine that revolves around the Cosby brand, but Cosby himself is intimately involved. He blogs and tweets with great regularity. As a master of the slow build to the inevitable belly laugh, I wondered whether it's hard for him to limit himself to 140 characters.
No, it's absolutely wonderful because nobody expects any more. They ask me a question, and I know that I have to answer within those characters. They don't expect me to go on and on and on and on. So guy tweets, says, "Hey, Bill, what's up?" "Okay, my answer. What's up where?" And then they come back and they reply. Then the conversation can go back and forth.
All very lighthearted, but there are subjects about which Bill Cosby is dead serious. He drew fire from some in 2004 for his remarks at an awards ceremony commemorating the Brown v. Board of Education Supreme Court ruling that outlawed racial segregation. He took on what he sees as a lack of responsibility in black communities among both parents and children to improve their lives. It's a story he relates to in his own young life, and he's passionate in wanting to continue with what he views as a wake-up call.
Let's look at it this way. I joined the Navy. The man said, wake up at 4:30 in the morning. He came and he started yelling at all of us, and none of us liked it. And because I didn't like it, I then it switched in my brain. I know kids making the same mistake. I want to save these lives, and I want to see the brilliance of these males and females come through to ring the bell and make it sound and feel important.
Bill Cosby failed 10th grade, but he got his GED and pursued an education even as he was enjoying major successes as an entertainer, eventually earning a doctorate in education from the University of Massachusetts. Bill Cosby performs at Omaha's Orpheum Theatre Sunday, May 6th at 2 p.m. Information and tickets are available at 402-345-0606 or ticketomaha.com. For Omaha Public Radio, I'm Michael Lyon.